Meet a firefighter. Fighting fires is dangerous work. Have you ever met a firefighter? Kristen Hartman, who was born and raised in Calgary, Canada, fights fires for a living. Let's discover more about her and her job. When Kristen Hartman was growing up, she enjoyed vigorous exercise, such as hiking, skiing, and rock climbing. She wanted to be a physical education teacher. Then, hearing that the local fire department had some positions vacant, she changed her mind. The training course lasted 8 weeks. She took the class along with 33 men. Kristen graduated in February 1999. She then joined the Calgary Fire Department, which had almost 1,000 firefighters. She was the fourth woman to be hired. Kristen often visits schools to talk about her job and about how to prevent fires. When students ask her what sort of person makes a good firefighter, she tells them, "You must be comfortable with heights and prepared to risk your life." She also stresses the importance of fitness. A firefighter has to have strength and energy. Firefighters should also be able to stay calm. In a fire, many things are happening at once. There may be people in the building or things that can explode. Each fire is different. The firefighters work together closely and depend on each other for support. 4 out of 5 fires start in the home. Kristen urges students to be careful around the house. Here are some of the things she tells them. Never play with matches. They are not toys. Keep space heaters away from things that can burn, such as curtains. Do not wear loose clothing when cooking at the kitchen stove or on a grill. Kristen explains that a wood or paper fire can be stopped with water, but not one started with fat or grease. Water only spreads the fire. To stop a grease fire, cover the pan with a lid. This cuts off the air and stops the burning. The primary cause of death in a fire is breathing in smoke. That is why smoke alarms are so important. You should check them at least once a month to make sure they are working. Kristen tells students to sleep with the bedroom door closed. If a fire starts, it will hold back heat and smoke. If the door feels hot, do not open it. Leave by another way, such as a window. In addition, you should have an escape plan. Make a diagram of your home. Show at least 2 ways out of each room. Make sure that everyone living in the house or staying there understands it. Then, agree on a place outdoors where everyone can gather to be counted. When firefighters arrive, they want to know whether anyone is in the house and needs to be rescued. What is the most frustrating part of Kristen's job? The answer is easy. It is rushing to put out a fire only to find it is a false alarm. Often these calls happen by accident, no one can be blamed. But sometimes a person will set one off as a prank. This is a dangerous and foolish joke. The person doing it can cause a great amount of trouble. Somewhere a real fire may be burning, but the firefighters cannot go because they have been called out on a false alarm.